Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
Many of the headlines today focused on the visit from the Prime Minister of Japan, Kishida. Much of the focus has actually been on the state dinner that will take place tonight at the White House. And the First Lady, Jill Biden, actually rolled out some of the menu and some of the decorations that the guests will be dining around this evening. And interesting, they'll actually have silk butterflies that will be above the tables, these silk butterflies. And the First Lady actually may have given an important statement for the beginning before any of the talks started. She said, as our nations navigate the winds of change, we do so together as partners in peace and prosperity. So underneath the butterfly questions, let's get down to what the dialogue looked like today with the president and the prime minister. Let's begin.
Think you know the news of the day? Think again with Boyd Matheson on KSL News Radio.
Well, when the president and the prime minister took their seats today, I think it's an important thing. And I actually want to go back to this whole idea that Jill Biden, the first lady, put forward in terms of these beautiful silk butterflies that will be part of the decor at the state dinner tonight. The Bidens have gotten very good at this state dinner thing. In terms of really featuring things from both countries. And butterflies are an interesting component, and it leads to important questions. And really interesting, years ago, Emperor Hirohito, the grandfather of His Majesty and well-known biologist, asked the ultimate in questions. Questions are actually important things from great leaders. He said, "Why have I not seen butterflies in my garden recently?" And that simple question actually galvanized all of Japan to address some serious environmental pollution. And it was a really powerful example of what happens when you have focused questions followed by action. And so I love to get to these butterfly questions, these simple things. So him asking, why haven't I seen any butterflies in my garden, was really a prerequisite to the pollution is making it so the butterflies can't come to the garden. And the two leaders of these two nations have a lot of questions, some of them very significant and obvious, and some of them much under the surface that they have to get to. And so I want to go through some of these questions and some of the answers that came out of the conversations today. All of these, of course, leading up to a very interesting moment tomorrow, where you will actually have the leaders of the U.S., Japan, and the Philippines in a trilateral meeting for the first time, which will also be very instructive and very important for that region. So let's start with President Biden. The president began the press conference by remarking on the progress made to bolster that Pacific alliance, not just with Japan, but with others during the course of his administration.
Our alliances are America's greatest asset. The relationship with Japan is powerful proof of that, that investing in our alliance and raising our collective ambitions, we yield remarkable results. Over the last 3 years, the partnership between Japan and the United States has been transformed into a truly global partnership. And that's thanks in no small part to the courageous leadership of Prime Minister Kishida. And I mean that sincerely.
There was lots of praise for Prime Minister Kishida throughout the remarks from President Biden in terms of everything from what's happening globally, not just economics. I think that we often get swallowed up in that when we talk about our relationship with Japan. But there's so many other things. The president also, in addition to the economic ties, talked about some of the other common goals to increase prosperity in the two countries.
On the economic front, our ties have never been more robust. Japan is the top foreign investor in the United States, and we, the United States, are the top foreign investor in Japan. Nearly 1 million Americans work in Japanese companies here in the United States.
That was one of those think again moments, I think, in the course of that context that under the surface, I don't think many people realize that we are one another's greatest foreign investors, U.S. being the number one foreign investor into Japan, Japan being number one foreign investor into the U.S. Over 1 million jobs are held by American citizens through Japanese companies. So there are real clear ties and important ties there. And then, of course, when you start looking at the geopolitical dynamics of all of this, Prime Minister Kishida, in his remarks, spoke about a new direction of Japan, strengthening their defense capabilities, increasing their defense budget, which has been a very slow thing for Japan since World War II, a big turnaround from previous Japanese policy. And obviously, a lot of that has been dictated by the aggression of China and North Korea, other actors in the region. So here's Prime Minister Kishida. This is coming through a translator during the press conference.
Japan is determined to strengthen our defense force through acquisition of counter-strike capabilities, increase our defense budget, and was reassured by President Biden of his strong support for such efforts. We confirmed again the urgency to further bolster the deterrence and response capabilities of our alliance.
So clearly Japan has gotten itself on a different footing as it relates to defense. I think with what China has done in the region, what North Korea continues to do in the region, that they feel like they have to do some things to bolster their ability to defend themselves. And, of course, they look to the U.S. as a crucial partner in all of that. And we'll be getting later on in the week as we talk about these tri-country talks that will take place tomorrow with the Philippines, U.S., and Japan, also looking to bolster security in the region. Prime Minister Kishida also mentioned China directly, saying that they'll work together to deal with the challenges regarding China and the Taiwan Strait, important shipping lane there, and work with the country to make progress towards common goals.
We agreed that our two countries will continue to respond to challenges concerning China through close coordination. At the same time, we confirmed the importance of continuing our dialogue with China and cooperating with China on common challenges. We also underscored the importance of peace and stability in the Taiwan Straits and confirmed opposition to encourage peaceful resolution of the issue.
So I think those are crucial parts of that conversation. One of the interesting moments for me in the press conference with the Prime Minister and President Biden was talking about North Korea. Prime Minister Kishida has been outspoken in saying that he would engage in talks with the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, and many have criticized him inside of Japan and in the region for engaging. And it was interesting that President Biden responded and said, no, we should be willing to have conversations, not without conditions, not without getting a few things straight. But that idea of having dialogue was a crucial thing that both of the leaders said we need to have happen. President Biden mentioned his conversations with the president, with the Prime Minister of China, President Xi, and that we have to have dialogue, that having dialogue is better than not having dialogue. And so I thought that was an interesting component to all of this. President Biden also answered a reporter's question about the most recent conversation he had with the Israeli Prime Minister, really taking this to a global scale, talking about the ongoing efforts to free hostages held by Hamas and bring more aid to the people of Gaza.
Bibi and I had a long discussion. He agreed to do several things that related to, number one, getting more aid, both food and medicine, into Gaza, and reducing significantly the attempts, the civilian casualties in any action taken in the region. And it's tied to the hostages. We'll get these hostages home where they belong, but also bring back a six-week ceasefire that we need now. So we'll see what he does in terms of meeting the commitments he made to me.
So all of that from the press conference today in the Rose Garden, a great setting for the leaders of the two nations of Japan and the United States, Prime Minister Kishida and President Biden, going through a wide range of topics and a lot of underlying questions. Again, we talk about those butterfly questions that have a ripple effect. And many of them seem small and insignificant. Some of them seem purely economic. But by the time the press conference was over, you could see how interconnected all of this was and how it connected to China, to North Korea, to Russia and Ukraine, to Israel and Hamas and Gaza. They're all interconnected. It is a complex world. And those little underlying questions are often the things that we need to think again about. And today, the president and the prime minister began that as it relates to the U.S.-Japan alliance. We'll be right back.